And welcome back to, or welcome to, the Don't Be Rude podcast. I'm going to be your host today, Gabby Egan. Hello, welcome back. I have been kind of MIA, as you can probably tell. I've had so many people being like, are you going to keep up with the podcast? Are you going to keep doing the podcast? Why'd you start a podcast if you're not going to like fucking do it? Listen, guys, I've been going through some shit. And if you've been keeping up with the Kardashians, aka me, you would know that I've been going through some shit. I went to Vegas for my 3-year anniversary with Cody, and I ended up getting arrested there. Then I was in jail for like 2 days. I was in jail for a little bit, bro. And you know, all that shit, I ended up getting released, and now I'm dealing with all the repercussions of that. I got sent into like a really deep and dark depression. I've been dealing with depression for years. I know what depression is like, but this sent me into like a really, really, really dark fucking place. Okay. So as I'm dealing with the repercussions of getting arrested and my legal troubles right now, which I'm not going to go into great detail with, not because I can't, not because whatever. I know the media has gotten a hold of some shit. The media has been portraying me as a certain type of person. And honestly, zero comment at this point. I honestly can say that I'm happy everything that happened. Just because it's really pushed me to try to find myself again. I have been living my life for other people for so long for the past couple years, whether it's my kids, whether it's my husband, whether it's for my parents. I just feel like I've really lost myself trying to find myself. And this has really pushed me into going back to therapy. A lot of people think it's court-ordered therapy. No, this is, I'm paying out of pocket for this shit, bitch. Like, I am literally paying $100 plus per session. I had to pay like $200 just to get like a initial like appointment where they do like this like survey almost. I don't know, like they like screen you and be like, okay, so what, like where do we place you? So I'm paying for this shit out of pocket. This isn't court-ordered anything. I haven't been ordered by the courts to do anything yet other than like my check-ins, which is like public record. You know, people have been digging up shit on me, which is cool. People are hitting my line right now, so if you hear my phone ding ding dinging, just ignore it. But yeah, so I've been trying to deal with all my legal shit in peace. The reason I haven't really talked about it much is just because honestly I don't want to. I have never really been in legal trouble before, and now this is like my first time. Like, it's some serious fucking shit. Like, nothing I ever want to deal with again in my entire life. I'm one of those people who like I abide by the laws. Like, I don't even smoke weed. Like, I would love to live in a legal state where I could like smoke some bud. Like, I feel like bud would literally like cure my anxiety. But if I smoke weed in an unlegal state, I would probably fucking die. Like, I'm just being completely honest. Like, I know that like weed has been like somewhat decriminalized from what like I'm hearing or whatever, but like I honestly, like, I don't even smoke pot. Okay, a lot of people think that I'm like a stoner mom, and I'm not. Like, I don't even smoke weed. So I'm one of those people who abides by the laws, like by the law. The most trouble I've ever been in my life was like when I was in sixth grade and I got into some trouble. And then when I was a teenager, I got into some trouble, but it was like petty shit, you know, like teenage, like petty, like kid shit, right? And then it wasn't even like trouble, like with law, you know, it was like law enforcement trouble. Like, this is law enforcement trouble. Like, bitch, I've been shitting my pants. I've had anxiety shits for like months. Like, since I got arrested, I've had the anxiety shits about all this stuff. And yeah, like people think that I'm like a big bad motherfucker and that like I can hold my own and that I'm a bad bitch, and which I am, but I'm not like a bad bitch who breaks laws. So with all this shit has came a lot of depression, a lot of anxiety, and a lot of me just like really self-reflecting on myself, and which, you know, sprung me back into therapy and getting matched up with a really good therapist who I really enjoy talking to. I've only had one session with him. I've had one session with another lady who referred me to this guy. And honestly, if you're thinking about going to therapy or you want to go back to therapy, I say fucking do it. There are so many free programs in every single state almost. The reason I'm going through a, you know, like a program that costs money is because the type of therapy that I need is a little bit more extensive. So it costs me fucking money. And you know what's fucked up about all of that is that I pay so much money for health insurance every month and my health insurance doesn't cover it. So I'm a little bit pissed. But okay, so let me go ahead and get into like more of life recently other than my arrest. Okay, so back into life a little bit more. My son, he's 7. He's playing football for his second season. He's kicking ass. You know, he's doing his thing. He's doing really good in school. His dad lives in Texas, obviously. Like, I don't really talk about, like, my personal life too much. But, okay, so, like, my first son I had with one of my exes, he lives in Texas. He hasn't really ever been, like, super involved, but he's, like, there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's, like, there. He's not, like, an absent. Well, I mean, like, I don't know how you would describe it. He's just not here. Like, he's not here, but he, like, visits, you know, once or twice a year. So, anyways, that's my first son. So, and then my second kid that I had was with my husband. Okay, anyways, I don't know why I'm, like, kind of, like, going off onto, like, a little tangent. Anyways, let's go back to the main point. So he's been doing football. This is his second season. He's been kicking ass. He's been playing really well. And I'm a football mom. So that means, like, I have to be, like, in the group chats and, like, I have to interact with other parents, which I try to, like, not do. Like, I know that, like, I do social media, like, kind of, like, for a living at this point. But what I don't do is, like, other parents. And I think it's because I'm so much younger than the other parents. Like, I have a 7-year-old who's in football, and, like, all the other parents are, like, 30, 35. And I'm over here, like, 21. Like, you know, I graduated high school in 2017. Like, you know, like, we are not on the same, like, the same wavelength at all. We have none of the same interests. And we probably don't parent the same either. So I've been dealing with being a football mom, and I love being a football mom. Like, I love going to the football games. I love the cheeseburgers at the football games. But with being a sports mom, you have to deal with other parents and, you know, like, being a volunteer. So I just today had, like, an email come through that was like, we need more volunteers for the game on Sunday. And I was like, oh, for the love of God, I haven't volunteered for, like, literally anything all season because the season started in July. And then I got arrested in July. So I've been in, like, that deep depression, like, all of football season, which really fucking sucks because I do genuinely love football season. So I volunteered to do something, and I'm going to be working the concession stands at the game this Sunday. So I'm, like, having, like, major anxiety about, like, bro, like, I stutter when I get nervous. Like, I, like, the lines get long at the concession stands. Like, people really want their, like, hot dogs and hamburgers and shit. But the only other option to, like, volunteer for was the grill. And, bro, I can barely cook an egg. So if I would have literally volunteered to be the grill master for the game, I probably would, like, be disowned from Northern Kentucky youth football for life. Like, I would probably, my son wouldn't even be able to play for a team within the league ever again, like, any of the teams. So, because, like, every single game, like, yeah, there might be, like, shitty parents at the game, like, threatening kids and, like, threatening other parents, or, like, just drama, or just, like, you know, people in general. Like, I really don't, I'm not a fan of people. But the one good thing about every game is the cheeseburgers. Like, they slap. And I don't know, like, they have, like, I guess, I thought that they had, like, a regular person who, like, worked for the concession stands making them, but I guess it's volunteers every time from, like, different teams, like, different parents from different teams. So that's kind of mind-blowing, but I am having major anxiety about working, like, the counter, like, having to, like, give people, like, the things that they order, and, like, having to do math and, like, give people change back because they only take cash. Like, this is, like, not a vibe for me. Like, no ma'am, no sir, no turkey. Like, I'm probably, bro, they're gonna have to, like, put me in the back. I'm gonna have to be, like, the gopher. They're gonna be like, you have to get the water. Like, they want a water and a Gatorade. Like, I'm gonna have to be the bitch in the back grabbing the shit for the people that are working, like, the counters, because I cannot be doing math. Like, I'm gonna have a mental break, and all these moms are really never gonna be my friend after that. But however, talking about making friends, even though my relationships are all very rocky right now, I don't know what's up with me and my marriage and my friendships and just, like, companionships at this point. Like, every relationship that I'm in right now is rocky. And you know that, like, TikTok that's like, am I the drama? Maybe I am. Like, whatever. Like, maybe I am the fucking problem. Even though I've literally just been minding my business and working on myself, I feel like literally every single relationship in my life right now is suffering. Oh, sheesh. But anyways, that's besides the point. I did kind of make a new friend today at my nail appointment. We are kind of, like, planning this walk for reproductive rights in the Northern Kentucky and, like, Cincinnati, Ohio area for the 2nd of October. So if this goes through and, like, this comes together, this is going to be super freaking lit. I've been trying to get, you know, more open to having more relationships in my life. I've been really closed off for many years, honestly. I have really bad trust issues with people. And, you know, I just like always get fucked over, like no matter what friendship or relationship that I'm in, I just feel like in some way I get fucked over. And that's not me having like some sort of like victim mentality. I'm talking about like, you know, I get cheated on or like my friend like does something super shady or like tells my business to other people and like stuff like that. Like, for example, I was friends with this girl when I lived in North Carolina, and her name was, we're going to call her fucking Becky. Okay. So I was friends with Becky for a while and for like years, dude, like since I was like 16 up until I was like, no, like even before, like, yeah, 16 to 18, we used to work together at this Italian restaurant. Her and I were like really close, and I watched her kids for her. Like, I was always at her house. Like, her and her husband used to fight all the fucking time. It wasn't even her husband. It was like her boyfriend who she got pregnant by. She had like this other kid by somebody else. Like, it was like a, it was like my situation, right? Like, she had a kid by a previous dude, and then she got knocked up by another dude who she was like serious with and like living with, and he was like helping her raise her other kid, and it was like a big mess. So they had like a bunch of like domestic violence shit going on, and like literally she would call me and I would come get her kids so they wouldn't get taken away by the police because they were like literally fighting. He was like busting holes in the wall. One time he threw a pumpkin, it was like spooky season, and he like threw a pumpkin into the wall and it like left this big hole, and I was like, what the fuck? And I would have to like come get her kids, and she stayed with me for a while like at my place, and I only lived in like a two-bedroom apartment at the time. Like, we were broke, like whatever I tell you, like it's been a come up. Like, I'm not rich yet, but like it's been a come up. For real, dude, like I used to struggle, like I'm talking about like bad. Okay, so she stayed with me at my like tiny ass like janky apartment for a while when I lived in North Carolina when I was like still in the military, and she ended up fucking me over like really bad. I did all this shit for her and she ended up fucking me over, like telling my business to people, like talking shit about me behind my back, telling people like really personal like deep shit that I told her, like just I guess like for validation or like I don't know what the fuck she did it for, but I cut her off really quick. And like that's the type of shit that happens to me. Like, I put my trust and I put my like all into people, and then I feel like they just fuck me over, and I don't like cry about it, I don't like ask for sympathy for it, but it's just like it just sucks. So I really have my guard up whenever it comes to relationships, and I'm really thankful for Augie, because Augie really has been a true friend to me this whole time. Like, obviously we've had our problems and stuff like that, but he really has been a true friend to me for the past, geez, has it been like 6 months? Like, we've been rocking for 6 months now. And I've been trying to let my walls down a little bit and let some more people in, just because it's nice. Like, it's nice to have people in your life who love and support you that aren't like your immediate family. Talking about my immediate family, you know, ever since I moved away from North Carolina. So I lived in North Carolina my whole life, and I moved to Kentucky like almost 2 years ago now. Because once I got out of the military, we moved up here. Like, me and Cody, we were married, and he had to come back up here for his kids because him and his ex-wife, like, they had two kids together, and she lived here, and, like, we had to move back here because it's where he's from, and this is where she lived, and this is where his kids were. So we had to move back here, and so I moved up here, like, 9 hours away from all my family, and ever since then, like, I've been completely disconnected from my family, which I never was really, like, close with any of my family, so that's never really been, like, a bother. But if I think about it, like at the end of the day, like, okay, like who do I have that's like genuinely my people that I could call and I know that would be there for me in an instant? And when I think about that, it's kind of scary because it would be like my mom and dad, right? And Cody and Augie. Like, those are the only people in my life who I know that would like have my back and like ride or die for me no matter what the situation is. I mean, Augie dropped all of his shit and came to a court date with me in Las Vegas at the drop of a hat, like literally booked a plane ticket the day before, we had to fly out, like it was insane. So I am thankful for the people who are ride or die for me in my life, but I do feel like I need to like let down my walls a little bit because I have been like so uptight about friendships and trust and all of that stuff. But I've been trying, and I think that therapy is honestly helping me. My therapist is really helping me, like, let down my walls. And I think, like, with more therapy comes more progress. You know what I'm seeing? So I've been working on my book for a while. Obviously, I talked about that before. I was working on it with Lindsay for like months, or not months, like weeks. And we got pretty far in it and I thought I was done with the book. But I think that the thing with books that people don't understand is that like you can think that you're done with a book and then more shit happens. So I've kind of put my book writing process because like, bro, I've been through some shit in my life, okay? And like I'm trying to compose all of this shit into one specific place, and that was going to be my book. So I put all of my shit into this book, and then I ended up, you know, all the Las Vegas shit happened. I got arrested, and like all this other shit has happened since then. So I've kind of put that on the back burner, and I'm just trying to see how life plays out over the next couple months, and you know, like go from there. I don't want to like jump to any sort of like conclusions in the book because like pretty much it has like a happy ending right now, and then I get arrested. So it's like I jinxed myself, motherfuckers. But no, seriously, life honestly has been pretty shitty. I wish I could say that it's been really good and that I've been like enjoying every moment of it. But I do have to say like some good things that are coming up is I do plan on seeing Augie like literally in less than 24 hours at this point. Like, wait, no, more than 24 hours. But like I'm leaving tomorrow night to go down to Indiana. And we'll go up to Indiana because it's north from here. But I'm going to go see him. And we were supposed to go to this concert, but I'm not sure if I'm going to actually stay for the concert now just because, like, bro, we got four kids. Like, like it's insane. So just trying to figure out all that. But I know I'm going to see Augie, and that's kind of, like, a plus. And then my stepson, Elijah, he's actually turning 10 on the 30th. So, like, less than 10 days, this boy is going to be 10 years old. We're only 11 years apart, which is like super strange. So yeah, I'm gonna be a 21 with a 10-year-old stepson. Kind of weird, but he is such a character and honestly such a great kid. He's gonna do great things, I can already tell. But yeah, we've been like on the search for a really super special secret gift for him, but the super special secret gift that we've been trying to look for costs like a lot of fucking money, and it's also like really hard to find. So hopefully we can find the gift that we really want to give him for his like big double digits. If not, we're gonna really have to like figure something else out, because like he's at that weird age where he's like really not into toys, but he's into like, you know, video games and shit like that. Like he's into toys but like not really into toys. Like it's just like a weird age. Like 10 is so weird. Like the 2 7-year-olds, like Jalen and McKinley, they like toys still, they like video games. Like the kids are spoiled, to be honest. They all have Switches, they all have like iPods or like phones or whatever the fuck. They all have like TVs in their rooms. Spoiled brats, not brats, you know what I'm saying, but like they're spoiled kids, like they're great. Even though they're spoiled though, I can honestly say that all of them are like great in school and like great in sports. And dude, I honestly have zero complaints about my kids other than Zelma. So she's gonna be 2 in November, so like we got 2 more months, like not even, yeah, like 2 more months. She's gonna be 2 on November 26th. And she is entering her terrible twos right now, and she is so defiant. She is so sassy. She literally, like, dude, she drives me nuts. And my mom, ever since Zelma's been born, my mom was like, she's going to be the payback from, like, how you were to me, like, growing up. Like, she's going to be your payback for how you were to me. And I was like, okay, mom, like, whatever. Dude, Jalen was such a good baby. Like, Jalen was so sweet, so good, so passive, just so good with the flow. Zelma is hell on fucking wheels. Like, this girl is only 1 and a half, like almost 2, and she's already given me a run for my money. Like, she is so freaking bad. But I guess it's like, you know, normal like 2-year-old behavior. But bro, I was not ready for it. She's so smart. She knows like literally 1,000 words at this point. Like she knows everything that I'm saying to her, but she pretends like she doesn't know what I'm talking about just so that she can like not do what I say. It's insane. So yeah, life's been pretty crazy. So on top of all the depressing stuff I've been going through, also just having to like keep up with being a mom has been like insanity. Because like when you're a mom, you really can't like take days off just because you're like too sad to do shit. But another perk, tomorrow night we're all gonna wear our matching Halloween pajamas, and then the kids have pajama day on Thursday. So I think that that's all that I really have for you guys today. The spooky... I'm sorry. That's like an HD burp because I have my microphone right here and I feel like I have to burp again. But yeah, that's all I really have right now, you know, going through the motions of life. I'm really excited to see Augie and meet Elliot and see Ollie. I also am going to see Jalen and Jace, hopefully. Jalen is one of my other friends and Jace is his son. But yeah, that's how life has been going for me, you know, recently, just like trying to surround myself by people who honestly just bring the best out of me, because that's the type of people that I need to surround myself with right now. But yeah, I've been trying to pull myself out of this rut. I think I've been doing a pretty good job and I'm going to continue to do that. I'm going to continue to keep trying to find myself. And bro, I got this fucking dope ass hoodie in my P.O. box the other day. It's like a tie-dye, like pullover, like without the hood on the back. I don't know what they're called, like crew neck t-shirt, like not t-shirts, like sweatshirts, like without the hood. Bro, it's so lit. It's like tie-dye, it has a skull on it, and I need to figure out who it's from. Like, I have a note, but I'm not near the note right now. But this hoodie is like to die for. If you want to see it, just go check out my TikToks from today, which is the what's the date today? Let me go look really quick. The 21st of September. It's also on my Instagram, but anyways, that's relevant. That's about it. I've been on a Squishmallow hunt. Found Oogie Boogie. No, I did not find Oogie Boogie. I've been on the hunt for Oogie Boogie. One of my friends in Arizona, her name's Lily, God bless her fucking soul, she's been on the Squishmallow hunt for me. She literally went to like 12,000 different stores, found like four awesome Squishmallows that I really like. Three of the Nightmare Before Christmas ones and one avocado toast, which she's sending to me. Thank the Lord. I paid her for it. Don't worry. Like, I'm not like scamming people to buy me Squishmallows. Like, I'm paying for them. Don't come for me, guys. But anyways, so that's how my life's been going. I've been like collecting Squishmallows and just trying to vibe by myself for a little bit. And trying to just find myself again. But I promise to God, I will be making more podcasts. I really want to like get a better setup. Like, I know that the audio is nice, especially if you're just like trying to listen while you're like cleaning your damn house or like driving to work or whatever. But I want to have like a better setup to where like I can film, like you can like see me talking and like see me interacting with you guys. I do enjoy like just talking, but at the same time, I wish I had a little bit better of a setup. Like, I have a really nice mic, I have a nice laptop, I have a nice camera, but like putting it all together is kind of like a big deal. So right now it's just audio, but Cody and I have honestly talked about like seeing if we could just get someone to like come set up something for us. But the problem is like the only place that I have that's somewhat secluded in our house, we have a 3-bedroom house for 6 people. We need a bigger house. Like, I'm already looking into bigger places. Don't worry, I'm looking at bigger places. Zelma needs her own room eventually. Like, she's sharing a room with us right now. But the only problem is if I set it up, like all this equipment for me to film and have like a podcast with video to it, it just is like so much work, and like it would take up so much space that like I genuinely don't have right now. So hopefully in the future I can have like some type of video with it so that you guys can like watch me talk, or like when I bring guests on, you can like watch them. I'm not like, you know, Joe Rogan or like Tim Dillon, but I do enjoy talking on this podcast and just like kind of getting my feelings out there. So I hope that you guys are having a wonderful, fun, and fresh day or night or whenever you're listening to this. And if you listen to the end of this, go comment big booty on my last Instagram post so I know that you made it to the end of this podcast. Anyways, I will talk to you guys next time. And I hope you guys thrive. I hope you guys have the best vibes, the best energy, and get clarity in whatever situations in life you're in right now. Okay, well, I'll talk to you guys next time, and stay safe, stay safe, stay sober, and stay happy. I feel like that's somebody else's outro, but I can't think of who else it, like who it is. Is it Christina's? Stay safe, stay sober, and stay happy. Is that Christina Randall's? It's somebody's. I'm stealing somebody's fucking outro right now. Nobody come for me. Bye, guys.